This week's fourth game, Captain Ben Watson. And as you know, we started the preparation for Dallas on Monday with the extra day. The meetings and walkthrough this morning were fine. And get ready to put the base game plan in a couple minutes here. So that'll take your questions.
Hey, Pat, since we saw you last, we found out that Greg Weddle had addressed the team before practice on Monday. Is that a good sign of maturity and development out of him, do you think?
Yeah, I knew he was going to do it. He called me late last week and asked if he could talk in the first team meeting, and of course I agreed. At that time, we didn't really talk about what he intended to say, but I thought his comments were very insightful, and I was glad that he did it. And I think there's some things about Greg. You know, I've always appreciated Greg because he's a competitor, he's a tough guy, and just like all players, there's times when you don't play perfect. Or you play less than perfect, but he's fun to work with because he listens.
Hey, Pat, Tony Romo, can you just talk about his style of play? He seems to make a lot of plays even when he's not inside the pocket.
Yeah, I think Tony is the game is never over when he's got the ball in his hand, and he's got outstanding weapons to throw the football to. You know, Jason Witten leads all tight ends with 66 receptions. He's got explosive players on the outside. They run the ball well. And he's proven he can win games in this league. So he has the ability to make big-time plays. And I think that's what makes him dangerous.
Talk about those corners. They got 24 touchdown passes last year, only 7 so far this year. So
what corners?
The Cowboys corners. So is that dramatic difference because of those two guys? Or
they're new players, though. Right. Yeah, because the players are new and they're good players, so I'm sure that has something to do with it.
To be better defensively.
Well, I think they've got a good scheme, and I think they're talented at all levels of the defense. They got an outstanding front five. The linebackers are active, and the corners do a nice job of playing bump and run. So they've got good players, and the scheme's good.
Mitchell Schwartz was saying the other day that he thinks that this front seven are this group maybe is challenging as they've had. Your thoughts on what Dallas' pass rush, what they can do with it?
Well, I think that any 3-4 defense, the outside linebackers are the ones that create most of the havoc. Of course, Spencer and Ware, I think, are outstanding players. You find them on the outside of the defense in base, and then they're the rushers in nickel. You know, they appear, and they're guys that can create pressure with just a 3 or 4-man rush. And so I think that's what starts to make this defense dangerous. And then you add all the other components, and I think that's why they're playing well.
Pat, if you had to pick out one aspect of Brandon Weeden's game that has to improve over the last 7 games, what would it be?
Don't throw interceptions. Done. End of story. I don't mean to be.
No, I understand.
I want to be right to the point.
And is that, playing off Tom's question, and we've asked you this before, so it's just a different week, I guess. When you're that.
Here we go again.
Yep.
Here we go.
Does it when the quarterback hears that? Does he? You worry about him being a little more tentative, not taking those chances?
Nope, because I think that the essence of a quarterback is you have to be a good decision maker. And you have to decide when it's important to try to be aggressive with a throw. And then it's also important to then, of course, be smart with the football. And I've looked at all those interceptions, and there are times when he could have made better decisions. There's, of course, things that happen where a ball bounces off a guy's chest. And so you look at all those things, but you don't want to play anxious football, but you also have to be smart. And I think that's something that we all have to come to grips with.
After watching Weeden for 9 games, what kind of quarterback would you project him being as he grows through his early years in the NFL?
I think he's got a chance to be an outstanding player. I don't think there's any question about it. That's it.
What are the elements that go into that chance?
Well, he's going to lead us to victories and don't throw as many interceptions. We'll be out of here soon. I'm not gonna be very long-winded on some of this.
The familiarity that some of these guys have with Bob Ryan, how can that be used to an advantage?
You talking about players and coaches?
Players and coaches. Well, players and specifically a player that has defensive coordinator.
I don't know. I think sometimes if you over figure that in, it can screw you up. I think what you have to do is, you know, some of what the defensive coordinator is all about, but then you have to watch what they're doing with the players that they have and how they're playing now. It's important to watch the tape. And so, you know, I think, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that's a better question for after the game. But there is some familiarity with some of the coaches that coach for the Cowboys now with some of the players that were here before I got here.
You mentioned he has to know when to take a chance and when not to take a chance. Are there
when to be aggressive?
When to be aggressive
and when to be smart.
Okay, now are there general hard and fast rules for that throughout the league?
Every situation is different. Every situation is different. It's who's throwing the ball, who you're throwing to, the situation in the game. Everything, and that's what you have to work through is all those situations, and then become very proficient.
Is Mitchell Schwartz adjusted to this league any faster than you expected?
Well, I expected him to be a very good player from day one because he was the starter. And he's just like all guys learning how to play in this league. I think he's getting better each week. And so I don't know. You know, I guess I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I expected him to play perfect, but knew that probably wasn't going to be the case. But everything I see about the way he prepares and then the way he competes on Sunday, I'm extremely hopeful that he's going to be a good player for a long time.
You talk about the depth now you have on your defensive line with Ottawa now working his way back. You got Phil Taylor back in there. The two rookies now go into a rotational type of a role. Could you just touch on what you've got up front now that this might be the first time you have a full complement?
Yeah, what we have now is we've got our two, hopefully, things play out like we think, we'll have our two starting defensive tackles from last year back. And so when you have more healthy guys in the defensive line and guys that you feel like can play, that allows you to obviously get more good snaps because you can rotate them all in there.
How's Kitchens been for you when he's been in there? Because he obviously brought him in right before the start of the season. But he's gotten snaps, and he seems like he's –
Yeah.
A decent job.
Yeah, Shmaley's done a good job for us. He's one of those guys that, he goes in there, he gives us good snaps. He doesn't get as many as some of the other guys, but when he's in there, I'm glad he's here. You know, he was a good pickup for us, and he's played some good football. And he's a young guy that I think's got some upside and some development there that will maybe help him be around here longer.
Did you notice whether Trent is healthier? That time off during a bye, he talked about how he'd come back a different player.
He says he is, and I haven't like punched him in the ribs or anything, but I think he's going to be out there practicing, and he said he feels good.
Is there any as a result of your evaluation over the bye week? Is there any player that will receive more playing time as a result?
I'll leave that for Sunday. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Probably, maybe, yes.
This study of the wide receiver group in the context of...
It's been all over the place with injuries and guys available, not available, guys emerging or not. Where do you come down on what the potential of this wide receiver group is after your bi-week study of that group?
Once again, I'm hopeful that this group can develop even further. I've seen guys come light years, Josh Gordon. I've seen, and we've just talked about it, Greg Little doing some things better in the last month. I'm seeing Travis Benjamin back healthy. We got some good snaps out of Cooper. We'll see where we're at with Mo as far as getting him back. So I don't know. I'm just hopeful that this improvement for the young guys will continue, and then we can just get generally healthier. And not to mention, every once in a while we get a play out of Josh Cribbs in there as well. And we know what kind of an impact he has on special teams, and which can't go unnoticed because what he does on special teams, he does more than just the average punt returner and kick returner because he's involved in all the other coverage units, and he's an outstanding competitor in that phase, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
Some of the other units, speaking of the wide receiver, have kind of like a veteran presence that can be critical. You know, Joe Thomas with the offensive line, or Sheldon Brown, DeQuell Jackson, whatever. But the receivers don't really have that. Is that something that, that...
Well, I disagree a little bit. You know, we got Mo Massaqua that's been here a few years, and Josh Cribbs, of course, has played in the league a long time. So maybe we don't have the veteran presence that you're thinking of, but there are some guys in there that have played years in the league. And that unit is what it is, and I'm hopeful that they're going to continue to improve.
If it's Morris Claiborne under serious consideration with you guys with that first pick?
Sure. He's one of the premier players in this year's draft. Spent a lot of time evaluating him, had him in. He was one of the guys we talked to quite a bit. He's an outstanding player.
Who did you see on him in his first 8 or 9 games?
Well, I see a guy that's challenging. I see a guy that's plays very well in bump and run, plays well within their scheme. And then he's a little bit like Buster from that standpoint. You know, a young player challenges all the time, which – a guy that challenges and is very talented has a chance to be successful.
Jeff wanted me to ask you about play calling.
Did he?
Not just messing.
Huh?
Hey, with Whedon.
Wasn't you?
Not just messing. With Whedon, is he seeing the field to your satisfaction?
Well, I think so. I think so. There's some isolated cases when you wish, it would be, the outcome would be a better play. But, yeah, he sees defense well. He understands our concepts, and that's really what matters.
It seemed early on he had a tendency of maybe locking on receivers at times. Has that gotten better? And
I think as you get more and more comfortable with the progressions, then it allows you to go through, get beyond 1 to 2 to 3.
Where's he made the biggest progress, Matt?
Well, I think just playing quarterback in this league. You know, there's a lot to it. There is a lot to it, and it's different. It's different than anything that any of these players are used to. And you can see it, I think, with all the rookie quarterbacks playing this year. You can look. There's some ups and downs with it. You know, whether you want to consider an up, a bad game, an up or, you know, a down, a bad game, or an up, a win, series, you know, plays. I mean, it's just not perfect, and they're playing through it. And that's a challenge. Because we're all demanded to perform at a high level, and we're all, charged to win games.
And then Ryan goes out there with a lot of guys standing up, pre-snap, and moving around, and things like that. How do you prepare a rookie quarterback?
Well, I mean, they do it some. You know, I don't think they probably do it as much as they've done in past years. But, you know, you count them up. And if you got six-man protection, you block the most dangerous six. If you got seven-man protection, you block seven. If it's five-man protection, you pick out five. And then you let it rip. It's just that simple.
Pat, have you coached a game in Cowboy Stadium yet?
I've never been to the new stadium. When I was in Philly, of course, was at the old stadium multiple times. But this is one stadium that I have not been to yet. And
there's a tendency for even players to look at the scoreboard.
Yeah, no, I've talked to him. I talk to him every time we play an away game. You know, I talk about not letting the venue become a distraction. So our guys are used to that. The sights and sounds of every stadium are different than what we see here in town. So it's, you know.
What makes Jason Witten such a challenge?
Well, he's big. He's got outstanding ball skills, and he can get open. That's a challenge because they create a size mismatch. He's talented enough to catch the ball in traffic, and he's an outstanding player. Yeah, I think you'll watch it around the league, and in any Sunday or any game, when a quarterback breaks the pocket and extends the play, there's big plays to be made. And I think that can be said of any quarterback. And I know through his career, he's made his fair share of those plays. So, yeah, we're aware of that. And, you know, it's important that when you pass rush, you got to try to put pressure on him and keep him in there. And I think that's going to be important for us.
A couple more guys.
Jordan Cameron, I wanted to ask him.
Sure.
Him, what kind of hopes did you have, what kind of anticipation did you have for his production as a pass catcher kind of going into the season, and how has that played out during the season?
Yeah, I think he's doing a good job. I think we've had him in every game plan. He's had some production to this point, and I anticipate that he's even going to get better. You know, I've talked about it numerous times, but he's a guy that didn't play much football before we drafted him. We knew he had outstanding skill and ability. His blocking's improving. He knows how he fits in our offense. And to this point, when we've thrown the ball, he's caught it. All good things.
Winning, being able to make all the throws, are you satisfied with the way he throws on the run?
Yeah. He throws better on the run than some people might think, quite frankly. Better than some guys that are considered mobile quarterbacks. I have no problem with him on the run. Nope.
Now you got a few games sample size for John Greco. How has he been playing? Do you think there's been any drop off there?
I think he's had steady performance. But as far as drop off with Pinkston, I would say no.
Drop off on any degree at all in Joe Thomas's play early in the season? Has he stabilized? Is he the same Joe Thomas that you knew all last year?
Has he stabilized? What are you saying? He didn't play well early?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm asking you. You had a couple of penalties.
Yeah, well, that the guy has a penalty doesn't mean that he didn't play well. So I think Joe's played steadily well throughout the year.
Okay.